ஓம் ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் வ்யாஸ சங்கர மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ. ஓம் ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்தி பேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வ்யாப்த தேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஹ. ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹவீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சோ இட் ஹஸ் பீன் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் தட் பிரம்மன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட்ஸ். வி ஆர் பிகினிங் டுடே அனுவாக்கா 7, சப்தமஹா அனுவாக்கா 7th செக்ஷன். அசத்வா இதமக்ர ஆசீத் அசத்வா இதமக்ர ஆசீத் தத்தோ வை சதஜாயத தத்தோ வை சதஜாயத தத்மானக்ஸ்வயமகுருத தத்மானக்ஸ்வயமகுருத தஸ்மாத்தத்சுக்ருதமுச்யதே இதி யத்வைதத்சுக்ருதம். 7th அனுவாக. ரஸோ வைஸஹ ரஸோ வைஸஹ ரஸக்குஹ்யே வாயம் லப்த்வானந்தி ரஸோ வைஸஹ ரஸக்குஹ்யே வாயம் லப்த்வானந்தி பவதி ரஸக்குஹ்யே வாயம் லப்த்வானந்தி பவதி கோஹ்யேவான்யாத்கஃப்ராண்யாத் யதேஷ ஆகாஷ ஆனந்தோ நஸ்யாத் யதேஷ ஆகாஷ ஆனந்தோ நஸ்யாத் யேஷ ஹ்யேவானந்தயாதி ஏஷ்யேவானந்தயாதி யதா ஹே வைஷயே தஸ்மின் அத்ருஷ்யேனாத்மே நிருக்தே நிலயனே பயம் ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் விந்ததே. யதா ஹே வைஷயே தஸ்மின் அத்ருஷ்யேனாத்மே நிருக்தே நிலயனே பயம் ப்ரதிஷ்ட அோயோவதி யே வைஷயே தஸ்மிதரமந்தரம் குருதேயேதரமந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி ಅಥ ತಸ್ಯ ಭಯಂ ಭವತಿ ತತ್ವೇವ ಭಯಂ ವಿದುಷೋ ಮನ್ವಾನಸ್ಯ ತತ್ವೇವ ಭಯಂ ವಿದುಷೋ ಮನ್ವಾನಸ್ಯ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ ಅಸದ್ವಾಯಿದಮಗ್ರ ಆಸೀತ್ ತತೋ ವೈ ಸದ ಜಾಯತ ತದಾತ್ಮಾನಗಸ್ವಯಮಕುರುತ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಸುಕೃತಮುಚ್ಯತ ಇತಿ ಯದ್ವೈ ತತ್ ಸುಕೃತಂ ರಸೋ ವೈ ಸಹ ರಸಗೃಹ್ಯೇವಾಯಂ ಲಬ್ಧ್ವಾನಂದೀ ಭವತಿ ಕೋಹ್ಯೇವಾನ್ಯಾತ್ ಕಃ ಪ್ರಾಣ್ಯಾತ್ ಯದೇಶ ಆಕಾಶ ಆನಂದೋ ನ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಯೇಷ ಹ್ಯೇವಾನಂದ ಯಾತಿ ಯದಾ ಹ್ಯೇವೈಷ ಏತಸ್ಮಿನ್ನ ದೃಶ್ಯೇನಾತ್ಮ್ಯೇ ನಿರುಕ್ತೇ ನಿಲಯನೇ ಭಯಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ವಿಂದತೆ ಯದಾ ಹ್ಯೇವೈಷ ಏತಸ್ಮಿನ್ನ ದೃಶ್ಯೇನಾತ್ಮ್ಯೇ ನಿರುಕ್ತೇ ನಿಲಯನೇ ಭಯಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ವಿಂದತೆ ಅಥ ಸೋ ಭಯಂಗತೋ ಭವತಿ ಯದಾ ಹ್ಯೇವೈಷ ಏತಸ್ಮಿನ್ನುದರಮಂತರಂಕುರುತೆ ಅಥ ತಸ್ಯ ಭಯಂ ಭವತಿ ತತ್ವೇವ ಭಯಂ ವಿದುಷೋ ಮನ್ವಾನಸ್ಯ ತತ್ವೇವ ಭಯಂ ವಿದುಷೋ ಮನ್ವಾನಸ್ಯ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ಸಪ್ತಮಃ ಅನುವಾಕಃ ಸಪ್ತಮೋನುವಾಕಃ ಅಸದ್ವಾ ಇದಂ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಆಸೀತ್ ಅಸತ್ ವಾ ಇದಂ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಆಸೀತ್ ಇದಂ ದಿಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ಆಸೀತ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸೊ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಸತ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇದಂ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಅಸದ್ ವಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಅಸದ್ ವೈ ಇದಂ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಆಸೀತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೈ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಇದಂ ದಿಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ಜಗತ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಸೀತ್ ವಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಅಸತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸತ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಅಸದ್ವಾ ಇದಂ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಆಸೀತ್ ಅಸದ್ವೈ ಇದಂ ಅಗ್ರೇ ಆಸೀತ್ This jagat was indeed Brahman, agre, before creation. Tato vai sat ajayata, tataha, from that Brahman, tataha, from that Brahman. Vai alone, tataha vai sat, the universe which is manifest, the manifest universe, ajayata was born. ತತಃ ವೈ ಸತ್ ಅಜಾಯತ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಜಗತ್ ದ ಸತ್ ಅಜಾಯತ ಸತ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಜಗತ್ ಇಸ್ ಸತ್ ಅಸತ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದಿ ಅಸತ್ ಸತ್ ದಿ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಜಗತ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಅಸತ್ Brahman, this manifest jagat sat ajayata was born. Tad atmanam swayam அகுருத, ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத. தத் பிரம்மன், தது மீன்ஸ் தத் பிரம்ம, தத் பிரம்மன் அகுருத கிரியேட்டட் ஸ்வயம் இட் செல்ஃப். தது ஸ்வயம் அகுருத, தத் பிரம்மன் கிரியேட்டட் இட் செல்ஃப். ஆத்மானம் இட் செல்ஃப், தது ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத, தத் பிரம்மன் கிரியேட்டட் இட் செல்ஃப். இன் வாட் ஃபார்ம்? இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி ஜெகத், தட் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட். தது ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத, தத் பிரம்மன் கிரியேட்டட் இட் செல்ஃப் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி ஜெகத் பை இட் செல்ஃப். ஸ்வயம் ஆத்மானம் இட் செல்ஃப், தத் தது தத் பிரம்மன் ஆத்மானம் இட் செல்ஃப் அகுருத கிரியேட்டட் ஸ்வயம் பை இட் செல்ஃப் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி ஜெகத். யத்வை தத் சுக்ருதம், தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதம் உச்சியதே இதி. தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதம் உச்சியதே, தேர்ஃபோர் தஸ்மாத் தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி உச்சியதே, இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி சுக்ருதம் வெல் டன். தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதம் உச்சியதே, தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி சுக்ருதம் வெல் டன் இதி. So thus ends the Rig Mantra. So Rig Mantra ends with the Iti. After Iti, Taittiriya Upanishad comes. Thus ends the Rig Mantra. So what is the Rig Mantra? This Jagat was indeed Brahman before creation. From that Brahman, the Asat alone, the Sat, the manifest Jagat, was born. That Brahman created itself in the form of the jagat by itself. Therefore, tasmat tat sukrutam uchyate, it is said to be well done. Sukrutam, well done. Thus ends the Rig Mantra. Yadvai tat sukrutam, yadvai, whatever is here, why indeed, Sukrutam is well done. So whatever is here indeed is well done. Yadvai tat sukrutam. Raso vai saha, rasaha means anandaha. The word rasaha literally means essence. But in Shastram, rasaha means anandaha, fullness, limitlessness, happiness. In Bhagavatam, it's used a lot, this word rasaha. He is indeed anandaha. He, rasaha vai saha, saha, he, vai indeed is rasaha anandaha. Rasam hi eva ayam labdhva anandi bhavati. Ayam, he, rasam labdhva, ஆனந்தி பவதி. லப்த்வா, கெய்னிங் திஸ் ஆனந்த், கெய்னிங் ஆனந்தா அலோன். ரசம் லப்த்வா, லப்த்வா ரசம், லப்த்வா ரசம், கெய்னிங் கெய்னிங் திஸ் ஆனந்தா அலோன். ஆனந்தி பவதி, ஒன் பிகம்ஸ் ஹாப்பி. ரசம் ஹி லப்த்வா அயம் ஆனந்தி பவதி. Gaining this anandaha alone, anandi bhavati, one becomes happy. Kaha hi eva anyat, anyat, kaha, who, hi indeed, anyat will inhale. Kaha hi eva Pranyat, and who will exhale? Anyat inhale, Pranyat exhale. kaha hi eva anyat, kaha pranyat, who will inhale and who will exhale? Yadi yeshaha yad yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat. Yad should be taken as yadi. Yadi, the mantra is only yad. Yad yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat. Yadi yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat. Kaha hi eva anyat, kaha eva. Kaha pranyat. Yadi is the correct expression in the mantra, but the meaning wise we should take it as yadi. Yadi yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat, tarhi kaha hi eva anyat, kaha pranyat. Indeed, who will inhale and who will exhale if this ananda atma were not there? Yeshaha hi eva anandayati. Anandayati is Vedic expression. You should make it as anandayati, conventional language. Yeshaha hi anandayati. He alone. That he will be taken as he alone. Yeshaha. It is this atma, he alone. Anandayati. Anandayati means anandayati, makes everyone happy. Yada hi eva yeshaha. Yada hi eva yeshaha. Yetasmin adrishye anatmye anirukte anilayane abhayam pratishtham vindate atha saha abhayangataha bhavati. Yada hi eva yeshaha yetasmin adrishye anatmye anirukte anilayane abhayam pratishtham vindate atha tasya atha saha abhayangataha bhavati. Yada, when a person eshaha pratishtham vindate, gains abidance. Vindate, gains. Yada yeshaha, when a person vindate, gains pratishtham abidance. Yada yeshaha pratishtham vindate, when a person gains abidance, etasmin, in this atma, adrishye, which is not an object of knowledge. Adrishye, in this atma, which is not an object of knowledge. Anatmye, which is free from the body. Anatmyam means which is free from body. Anirukte, which is indefinable. Anilayane, which has no support. Abhayam. Anilayane. Then, abhayam. Fearless. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Now, abhayam vindate. Atha saha bhayangataha bhavati. Then bhayang abhayangataha bhavati. This is avagraha, make a note. Atha saha abhayangataha bhavati. Then he attains fearlessness. Abhayam means fearlessness. Abhayangataha bhavati. He becomes the accomplisher of fearlessness. or he attains fearlessness. So when a person gains abundance in the Atma, which is not an object of knowledge, adrishye, anatme, which is free from body, anirukte, which is indeclinable, indefinable, anirukte, which is indefinable, anilayane, which has no support, atha, abhayam pratishtam, again, it comes to again, same thing is repeated, so Swamiji didn't say that. Atha saha abhayangataha bhavati, then he attains fearlessness. Yada hi eva yeshaha etasmin, yada hi eva yeshaha etasmin udaram antaram kurute. Udaram antaram, make a very important thing. Udaram antaram kurute. When a person makes even the slightest difference, udaram does not mean stomach here. Udaram antaram kurute. When a person makes the slightest difference in the Atma, atha tasya bhayam bhavati, then there will be fear for him. Then there happens fear for him. Tat tu eva tatveva bhayam vidushaha amanvanasya. Tat tu eva vidushaha amanvanasya. That Brahman itself is the source of fear for the one who is learned but ignorant. Vidushaha, for the one, that Brahman is source of the fear for the one who is learned, vidushaha, but amanvanaha. Amanvanaha means one, the ignorant of oneself. That Brahman itself is a source of fear for one who is learned but ignorant of oneself. Tadapi yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. In this regard, there is the following Rig Mantraha. This Jagat was indeed Brahman before creation. From that Brahman alone, the manifest Jagat was born. That Brahman created itself in the form of the Jagat by itself. Therefore, it is said to be well done. Thus ends the Rig Mantraha. Whatever is here indeed is well done. He is indeed Anandaha. Gaining this Anandaha alone, one becomes happy. Indeed, who will inhale and who will exhale if this Ananda Atma were not there? He alone makes everyone happy. When a person gains abundance in the Atma, which is not an object of knowledge, which is free from body, which is indefinable, and which has no support, then he attains fearlessness. When a person makes even the slightest difference in the Atma, then there will be fear for him. The Brahman itself is the source of fear for one who is learned but ignorant of oneself. In this regard, there is the following Rig Mantraha. Asat va asadva idam agre asit. Asadva idam agra asit. Asaditi vyakrita namarupa vise, vyakrita namarupa visesha viparitam. Asaditi vyakrita namarupa visesha viparitam. avyakritam brahma uchyate. What is asat? Vyakrita namarupa visesha viparitam avyakritam brahma uchyate. Na punaha atyantameva asat. Na punaha atyantameva asat. Atyantameva asat. Nahi asataha sajjanma asti. Nahi asataha sajjanma asti. This was indeed asat before. Asat means unmanifest. Asat means unmanifest Brahman. That is opposed to the manifest, viparitam. Asat means unmanifest Brahman. That is opposed to the manifest names and forms which are distinct. So vyakrita means distinct. So Brahman that is opposed to the manifest names and forms which are distinct is what? Asat. It is not that it was totally non-existent. Indeed, there is no birth of any existent thing from non-existent. This was indeed asat before. Asat means unmanifest Brahman that is opposed to the manifest names and forms which are distinct. It is not that it was totally non-existent. Indeed, there is no birth of any existent thing from non-existent. Asadvai idam agra asit. Idam is jagat. Drishti gocharam. What is in front of us? What is available for our senses to perceive? Agre srishtehe purvam. Agre srishtehe purvam. Before its creation. Idam jagat asit. This jagat was there. It was not non-existent. It was in unmanifest form. Asat here means avyakritam. Unmanifest. There is no substance called avyakritam. Substance is only Brahman. Vyakritam is differentiated Brahman. Avyakritam is undifferentiated Brahman. Brahman manifests as various names and forms without giving up its nature. Is Brahman manifests as various names and forms without giving up its nature is Vyakritam Brahma. Differentiated Brahman. There was a time when this jagat was avyakritam. Even in vyakritam, there is avyakritam also. Even in vyakritam, there is avyakritam also. Your karma is avyakritam. See, something important, please make a note of this. Even in vyakritam, there is avyakritam also. Your karma is avyakritam. What is in store for you tomorrow is avyakritam. Why even tomorrow? Later in the day, today, it is avyakritam. When we say tomorrow, we presume as though we are going to be there to get up tomorrow morning. Death never takes place tomorrow. It is always today. Living also is today. Death also is today. Every day, avyakritam is becoming vyakritam. Only when they use the word avyakritam, with reference to the elements like space, etc., they refer to what was before creation. Therefore, avyakritam that is opposed to the Vyakrita Namarupa Viseshas. Therefore, Avyakritam, that is opposed to the Vyakrita Namarupa Viseshas, was there before. This Jagat was not Asat, non-existent before. If it was non-existent, then how can there be Asataha Sat Janma, birth of something that exists from something that is non-existent? This argument dismisses the stand of Nayayika on the topic of creation. Nayayika thinks that this existing Jagat is born from the Asat, non-existent. Pot was non-existent before its creation, and it is born now totally fresh. In other words, the birth of pot puts an end to its pragabhavaha, prior non-existence. Therefore, for them, non-existent pot also is existent because it comes to an end, and anything that comes to an end exists. Shankara has a dig at this stand in one place. He asks a question: what is the difference between absence of pot and the absence of cloth or any other absence? Abhavaha means what is not there. How can you put an end to what is already not there? Idam iti nama rupa viseshavat vyakritam jagat. Agre purum prak utpattehe, pragutpattehe, brahmaiva asachabdavachyam asit. Agre means purum, prak utpattehe, purvam, brahmaiva asachabdavachyam asit. Brahmaiva Asat Shabda Vachyam, Asat Shabda Vachyam Asit. Tataha Asataha Vai Sat Pravibhakta Nama Rupa Visesham Ajayata. Tataha Asataha Vai Sat Pravibhakta Nama Rupa Visesham Ajayata. Ajayata Utpannam. Kim Tataha pravibhaktam pituhu iva putraha. Kim tataha pravibhaktam pituhu iva putraha. Na ityaha tad asachabdavachyam swayameva atmanam akuruta kritavat. Tad asachabdavachyam tad asat shabda vachyam swayam eva atmanam akuruta. Akuruta is equal to kritavat. This means idam iti means this means nama rupa viseshavat vyakritam jagat. This means the manifest jagat that has distinct names and forms. Agre puram pragutpattehe brahmaiva asachabdavachyam asit. In the beginning, before creation, that Brahman, the meaning of the word asat, alone was. Asachabdavachyam, the meaning of the word asat, Brahman alone was. Tataha, then, asataha, from that asat, sat, pravibhakta nama rupa visesham, which is differentiated names and forms, ajayata, utpannam, was born. Kim tataha pravibhaktam pituhu iva putraha? was it entirely different from its cause? Pravibhaktam, different. Kim tataha pravibhaktam? Was it entirely different from its cause? Pituhu iva putraha, like the son from the father? Na. No. Ityaha. No, it is not so. Tad asat chabda vachyam, that Brahman, which is the meaning of the word asat, akuruta, kritavat, created, atmanam itself, swayameva by itself, in the form of jagat. This means the manifest jagat that has distinct names and forms. In the beginning, before creation, that Brahman, the meaning of the word asat alone was. Then from that asat, sat, which is differentiated names and forms, was born. Was it entirely different from its cause, like the son from the father? No, it is not so. That Brahman, which is the meaning of the word asat, created itself by itself in the form of jagat. The word idam means nama rupa viseshavat vyakritam jagat. This jagat, which has different features in the form of various nama rupas. Agre means purum, before. Before what? Pragutpattehe, before the creation. Before creation, what was this? Idam. Before creation, what was this? Idam. It was asadeva. Means asad shabda vachyam brahma eva asit. It was in the form of Brahman, the meaning of the word asat. It was said before, Brahman became Sat and Tyat. It was said before, Brahman became Sat and Tyat. That which has forms and that which is formless. So Brahman became that which has forms and that which is formless, in terms of Sat and Tyat. Naturally, before creation, it has to be different from both. That what came is not independent of Brahman. If so, what was there before also is not going to be independent of Brahman. So, avyakritam also Brahman only. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, asad shabda vachyam brahma. Tataha asataha brahmanaha vai. Sat pravibhakta namarupa viseshavat avyakritam jagat ajayata. From that Brahman alone, which is the meaning of the word asat, the manifest jagat, sat, is born. What is Sat? Pravibhakta nama rupa viseshavat. The jagat consisting of various names and forms. When you say pravibhaktam, it is like pituhu iva putraha. Son is separate from father. That jagat came from Brahman. The jagat came from Brahman. Father and son are independent entities. Na ityaha. It is not so. Tad asat shabda vachyam. Swayameva atmanam akuruta kritavate. It created itself in the form of the jagat by itself. Yasmat evam tasmat. Tasmat tad brahmaiva sukrutam swayam kartru ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸುಕೃತಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧಂ ಲೋಕೆ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣತ್ವಾತ್. ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧಂ ಲೋಕೆ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣತ್ವಾತ್. ದಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಏವಂ ದಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ತದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಸುಕೃತಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಕೃತಂ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟರ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟರ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧಂ ಲೋಕೆ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣತ್ವಾತ್ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣತ್ವಾತ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧಂ ಲೋಕೆ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ನೋನ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದಿ ನೋವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕರ್ತೃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಕೃತಂ meaning itself the creator being the cause of everything it is well known among the knowers of shastram the brahman itself is the creator because brahman swayam kritavat created itself in the form of the jagat therefore tad brahmaiva sukrutam uchyate brahman has a new name now sukrutam sukrutam means swayam kartru sukrutam also means this jagat it is well done sukrutam also means jagat that is well done brahman is also sukrutam jagat is well done see you have to say the sukrutam yes means both jagat and brahman swayam kartru kartru therefore sukrutam The universe is well done, therefore it is Sukrutam. Sukrutam also means this Jagat, that is well done. Brahman also is Sukrutam. Jagat is well done because it is Brahman. It is non-separate from Brahman. Therefore, you cannot congratulate the Jagat. Suppose you see a good painting, you turn around and tell the painter, Sukrutam, very well done. It is wonderful. You cannot tell the painting, you have done very well. You cannot tell the painting, you have done very well. For congratulating, you look for Nimitta Karanam. But when you look at the Jagat, you cannot turn your head anywhere. Because wherever you look, there is only Brahman. It is Sukrutam Brahma all over. Swayam Kartru Brahma iti. Swayam Kartru Brahma iti Loke Prasiddham. Sarva Karanatvat. Loke means in the Shastra Loke. Among people who know the Shastram. They know Brahman to be Satyam. Sorry, Brahman to be Swayam Kartru. They know Brahman to be Swayam Kartru. Because Brahman created the Jagat by itself without any help. Brahman itself became the Jagat. It is well known among the Shastra Jnas that Brahman is both maker and material. Generally, in the creation of anything, maker and material are not enough. You require Sahakari Karanam, other aids. In the case of this Jagat creation, Brahman itself is all the causes. The nature of creation, being just Mithya, names and forms, words and meanings. The nature of creation being just Mithya, names and forms, words and meanings. Which are just a manifestation of all knowledge. Brahman Swayam Akarot. Brahman created this world without any help. So Brahman is called Sukrutam. Swayam Kartru. And the created Jagat is also Sukrutam. Well done. This is one reason for calling Brahman Sukrutam. The other reason is as follows. Yasmadva Swayameva Akarot. Sarvam. Yasmadva Swayameva Akarot Sarvam. Sarvatmana Tasmat Punyarupenapi Tadeva Brahma Karanam Sukrutam Uchete. Yasmadva Swayameva Akarot Sarvam. Sarvatmana Tasmat Punyarupenapi Tadeva Brahma Karanam Sukrutam Uchete. Or, since Brahman itself created everything, Swayameva Akarot Sarvam. Yasmad. Since Brahman itself created everything, Sarvatmana, by being everything. Tasmat, so that. Punyarupenapi, Tadeva Brahma, that very Brahman, Tadeva Brahma, that very Brahman, Karanam, the cause. Punyarupenapi, Tadeva Brahma, Karanam, Sukrutam Uchyate, that very Brahman, the cause, is called Sukrutam. Punyarupenapi, in the form of Punyam also. Sukrutam, since Brahman itself created everything, by being everything, so that very Brahman, the cause, is called Sukrutam, in the form of Punyam also. Sukrutam means the result of good karma. Brahman is Sarvatma, and it is manifest in the form of Punyam. So, it is the cause for samsarika sukham. Brahman is Sarvatma, and it is manifest in the form of Punyam. So, it is the cause for samsarika sukham also. The happiness that people experience. The happiness is Sukruta Phalam, the result of Punyam, earned now or before. So Brahman is called Sukrutam. In the world, it is common to refer to Punya Phalam as Sukrutam. When someone has a good start in what he does, has a favorable push, people say it is his Sukrutam. If one has educated and cultured parents, that is Sukrutam. That kind of result and the karma that causes it is called Sukrutam. Then Brahman, which is in the form of Punyam also, is called Sukrutam. Sarvathapi to pala sambandhadi karanam. Sukruta Shabda Vachyam Prasiddham Loke. Yadi Punyam Yadiva Anyate Sa Prasiddhihi Nitye Chetana Karane Sati Upapadyate Tasmat Asti Brahma Sukruta Prasiddhehe. Sarvathapi Tu Phala Sambandhadi Karanam Sukruta Shabda Vachyam Prasiddham Loke. Yadi Punyam Yadiva Anyate Sa Prasiddhihi Nitye Chetana Karane Sati Nitye Chetana Karane Sati Upapadyate Tasmat Asti Brahma Sukruta Prasiddhehe. Sarvathapi. Anyway, You look at it. Karmas that are related to rituals, the results. Anyway, you look at it. Karmas that are related to results. Phala sambandhadi karanam sukruta shabda vachyam prasiddham loke. Anyway, you look at it. Karmas that are related to results or etc., results etc., are familiarly known in the world as the meaning of the word sukrutam. Yadi punyam yadiva anyat. Whether the meaning is punyam or swayam kartru, sa prasiddhihi, that prasiddhi is possible. Nitye chetana karane sati upapadyate. Whether the meaning is punyam or swayam kartru, that prasiddhi is possible only if the cause is a conscious being and is an conscious being that is eternal. Therefore, being well known as Sukrutam, Brahman does exist. Tasmad asti Brahma. Therefore, Brahman does exist. Sukruta prasiddhehe, being well known as Sukrutam. Any way you look at it, karmas that are related to results, etc., are familiarly known in the world as the meaning of the word Sukrutam. Whether the meaning is punyam or swayam kartru, that prasiddhi is possible only if the cause is a conscious being that is eternal. Therefore, being well known as Sukrutam, Brahman does exist. Only an all-knowledge being, only an all-knowledge being can do phala sambandha, connection of karmas and their appropriate results to the performer of the karmas, as asya karmanaha idam phalam iti. Asya karmanaha idam phalam iti. This result is for this action. Asya karmanaha, for this action, idam phalam iti, this result. This cannot be done by an ordinary person. Only an all, I'm reading from the beginning, sorry. Only an all-knowledge being can do phala sambandha, connection of karmas and their appropriate results to the performer of the karmas, as this for this action, this action for this, this is the result. This cannot be done by an ordinary person. A given ritual has a result. A given ritual has a certain result. But it depends on the degree of Shraddha that the doer of the ritual has, the purity of oblations offered, proper utterance of the mantras while offering, the knowledge of the meaning of the mantras, the quantum of dakshina given, and so on. The dry twigs of the peepal tree offered in fire rituals have to be only those that have fallen from the tree. If one knows the meaning of the mantras uttered, there will be more phalam. The distribution of dakshina should be in keeping with the qualifications of the priests. Even a highly rigged up supercomputer cannot perform the job of determining the phalam. Only all knowledge Ishvara can take care of this. It is all an infallible order. Pooja Swamiji's this idea of order is amazing, that you cannot find anywhere else. That order really is something very important. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Sarvatha apitu phala sambandadi karanam. Sarvatha apitu phala sambandadi karanam. Sukruta shabda vachyam prasiddham loke. The cause of the sambandha between the yajamanaha and phalam is Parameshwara alone. The word karanam here is karma, which is the meaning of the word sukrutam, and it is prasiddham, popular in the world in that sense. That sukrutam is Brahman, because Brahman connects karma. Because Brahman connects karma and karma phalam, and karma phalam and karta. That sukrutam is Brahman because Brahman connects karma and karma phalam, and karma phalam and karta. The word sukrutam is a vachaka, vachakam, name for Brahman, because it is the cause of everything, including punyam. Whether the meaning of the word sukrutam is punyam or swayam kartru, the prasiddhi is tenable only when there is nitya chetana karanam, a sentient cause which is not subject to time and which does not undergo any change. The giver of the fruits of action has to be there, and the giver is a conscious being who exists eternally. Then only one can get the right phalam without fail. Tasmad astitad brahma sukruta prasiddhehe. Therefore, Brahman exists as its sukrutatvam is popular. Therefore, Brahman exists as its sukrutatvam is popular. After the discussion of satyam, jnanam, anantam, there cannot be any doubt about the existence of Brahman. After the discussion of satyam, jnanam, anantam, there cannot be any doubt about the existence of Brahman. A doubt was, however, raised about the existence of Brahman, because it is not available for our objectification. So, the Shruti gives a series of reasons here, because of which one has to say Brahman exists. The first one was, Brahman desired, and so it must exist. Then, being well known as Sukrutam, Brahman is. Now, a few more reasons are given. Itascha asti kutaha rasatvat kuto rasatva prasiddhihi pranaha brahmanaha iti kutaha rasatva prasiddhihi brahmanaha iti ata aha yadvaitat sukrutam raso vaisaha yadvaitat sukrutam raso vaisaha. Raso nama tripti hetuhu anandakaraha. Rasaha nama tripti hetuhu anandakaraha. Madhura amladhi madhuramladhi prasiddha loke. Rasamivayam labdhva prapya anandi sukhi bhavati. Itascha asti, for this reason also, Brahman is. Itascha. For this reason also, is. Kutaha, for what reason? Rasatvat. Because it is the source of rasaha. Kutaha rasatva prasiddhihi brahmanaha iti. How is Brahman known as the source of rasa? Ata aha. Ataha aha. Ata aha. That is being said. Yadvaitat sukrutam raso vaisaha. That which is known as sukrutam is verily the rasaha. Rasaha nama tripti hetuhu anandakaraha. Madhura amladihi prasiddha loke. Rasaha is that which brings about satisfaction. Tripti hetuhu. Rasaha nama tripti hetuhu. Rasaha is that which brings about satisfaction. Anandakaraha, which gives happiness. Madhura amladihi such as sweet and sour things. Prasiddha loke, this is well known in the world. Rasam iva ayam labdhva. Labdhva is equal to prapya. Rasam iva ayam labdhva prapya. Anandi is equal to sukhi bhavati. Like rasa, gaining this Brahman, one becomes happy. Rasam iva ayam labdhva means prapya, anandi bhavati, sukhi bhavati. For this reason also, Brahman is. For what reason? Because it is the source of rasaha. How is Brahman known as the source of rasaha? That is being said. That which is known as sukritam is verily the rasaha. Rasaha is that which brings about satisfaction. Itascha, asmat karanat. Even for this reason, asti brahma, Brahman is. Kutaha, for what reason? Rasatvat, because it is in the form of rasa, a source of anandaha. The reason is explained now. Any reason cited should be prasiddha, already known to you. What is prasiddham is siddham, already there. This jagat is siddham. The land on which you stand is siddham. The air you breathe, the water you drink, the heat and light that you experience, these are siddham. They are not separate from Parameshwara. So too, the rasattvam of Brahman. Kutaha brahmanaha rasattva prasiddhi. How is it well known that Brahman is source of happiness? Yadvaitat sukritam raso vaisaha. Because it is sukritam, it is also anandasya karanam. Swayam ananda swarupatvat. It is the cause of happiness because it is of the nature of anandaha. The particle why indicates that there is no other source of anandaha. Rasaha nama tripti hetu. What you call rasa brings about triptihi, satisfaction. It is ananda karaha. It makes you happy. Like what? Madhuramladihi. For some people, sweet is ananda karaha. For some other people, it is amladi. What is sava? Tripti here is a sense of satisfaction. It is not the tripti of tripti deepaha. Tripti for good. The seventh chapter of Panchadashi, Vidyaranya Muni elaborately talks about this total triptihi while analyzing the Brihadaranyaka Vakyam. Atmanam chet vijaniyet sanjwaret. It is not the triptihi of tripti deepaha. Triptihi for good. Ayam purushaha rasamevahi labdhva prapya anandi sukhi bhavati. Indeed, a wise person becomes happy gaining this rasaha. Vishayanande brahmanandaha, vidyanande brahmanandaha, yoganande brahmanandaha. In any form of anandaha, be it an object of knowledge or yoga, rasa is involved. That rasa is swarupam of Brahman. Therefore, the rasa hetu is Brahma. Whatever ananda you are able to gain now and then, it is because of Brahman. If you analyze your situation, there is no chance of your being happy at any time. There are hundreds of limitations. The fear of death is always there. They call it in astrology. Patana bhayam, fear of falling. Then there is the fear of pitru shapaha, curse of departed parents. For not doing what I should have done and doing what I should not have done. there are always unfulfilled desires at any time, and they can never be fulfilled. There are reasons to be unhappy, but you become happy in spite of yourself. That means Ananda Hetuhu Brahma Asti. Brahman, which is the source of that happiness, exists. Na asataha ananda hetutvam drishtam loke. Na asataha ananda hetutvam drishtam loke. Bahya ananda sadhana rahitaha api. Bahya ananda sadhana rahitaha. Bahya ananda sadhana rahitaha api. Nirihaha nireshanaha. Nirihaha is equal to nireshanaha. Brahmanaha bahya rasa labhat iva sanandaha drishyante vidvamsaha. Bahya rasa labhat iva sanandaha drishyante vidvamsaha. Nunam brahmaiva rasah tesham. Tasmat asti tat tesham ananda karanam rasavad brahma. A non-existent thing is not seen in this world to be a source of happiness. In fact, wise people, though bereft of any external means of happiness, bereft of any effort and without entertaining any desire, are seen to be happy, just like they got the happiness from an external source. Certainly, Brahman is the source of happiness for them. Therefore, Brahman does exist, which is the nature of Anandaha, which is of the nature of Anandaha. Therefore, Brahman does exist, which is of the nature of Anandaha and is the source of their happiness. Na asataha ananda hetutvam drishtam loke. What does not exist is never seen in this world to be a source of Anandaha. Anything that makes you happy must exist. There are Brahmanaha, Brahmavidaha, those who know Brahman and who are Bahyananda Sadhana Rahitaha. Here the word Brahmanaha means Brahmavidaha. There are Brahmanaha, Brahmavidaha, who know Brahman and who are Bahyananda Sadhana Rahitaha, who do not own anything and are yet happy. Who do not own anything and are yet happy. External objects generally make people happy, comfortable. People consider this, that, and so on as Ananda Sadhanam, source of happiness. There are many Bahya Ananda Sadhanas, reasons outside, that seem to make people happy, like owning a house, having a lot of wealth, being surrounded by people, listening to some or other music concert, seeing an entertainment program, and so on. One person says, "My son has come from America, therefore I'm very happy." Another person says, "I'm happy today. My son called from California. He really cares for me. In fact, he is happy because after a long gap of 3 months, his son called." This is Bahya Rasa Labhaha. Happiness for which the cause is external. Happiness that arises in the wake of desired things. Sometimes desirable things do not make you happy. Desirable things are in health, food stores, but you do not desire them. Desirable things are in health food stores, but you do not desire them. But wise people do not possess any object they are nirihaha. Iha means desire. Nirihaha, nirihaha. Do not make any effort to gain happiness. And they are nireshanaha. They do not entertain any desire. Bahirasa labhad iva sanandaha drishyante. They are always seen happy and cheerful, like people who are happy with external means. Anandena saha vartate iti sanandaha. There is no object or situation required to keep them in good humor. That means, Nunam Brahma eva rasaha tesham. Certainly, Brahman is the source of anandaha for them. Asti tesham ananda karanam. There is a source of anandaha for these wise people who are not anymore confused about themselves. Tesham brahmananam ananda karanam rasavat Brahma asti. That source is rasatmakam Brahma, whose nature is anandaha. Therefore, Brahman exists. Tesham brahmananam ananda karanam. The source of happiness of those wise people. Rasavat Brahma asti. Brahman, the source of satisfaction, happiness is there. The source of rasatmakam Brahma, whose nature is anandaha. Therefore, Brahman exists. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.